And 3, 2, 1. Yo, what's going on, podcast? It's your man, Gassed Up or Passed Up, Dot Life, the one and only. Or you can call me Colin. And when you write that, write it with two L's. Don't make me say it two times. Trying to work on some intros, ad-libs, all that. Anyway, what I'm coming to talk to you all about today is my my updated supplementation habits and my experience with the good old High Rocks competition this past Saturday. So let's start with the High Rocks, because working backwards through this will make a little bit more sense. The High Rocks was no joke. I expected to go out there, and because of the way that I've trained for the last 18 years, I figured I'll be able to go out there and just, you know, do it and handle it in a way that really is kind of remarkable, because I did the pro division, in which you have 8 exercises, pro and normal, but you have 8 exercises split between a 1 kilometer run in between each of them. And those 8 exercises for that pro division were freaking heavy as hell. Not really heavy as hell, but heavy for the fact that I haven't been training recently. I recently took the management position here at Body District, and honestly, I've just been focused on getting this operation running the way it should be running, and you know, providing for the consumer what we're looking to provide. So, that being said, High Rocks whooped my ass. And I needed a challenge like that, because I haven't been pushed like that since, you know, I'm talking like the dirtiest of the dirty dog days in 2-a-days. We're leading into camp. No. I'm talking like I haven't been pushed and been hurt like that since, man, I'm talking 2012, 13. And those may have even been pushing it. I mean, back when I was training with, you know, in the summers with Marcus Hicks and David Robinson and Clay Mack had his guys out there. I mean, I was going to the gym. Hold on, let's get this straight, because you know what? Someone reminded me, a lot of you are actually kind of unaware. And it's not to say that what anyone has done means anything, but, you know, it just kind of needs to be said sometimes. But man, I was 16, 17 going through 3-a-days with some of the most profound trainers in the world. My mental when it comes to training, and to be completely honest, it's been slacking. And that's the whole reason we're starting all this shit back up and getting it in gear, is because I've been letting my micro focus fuck with my macro, in which that in turn fucks with my micro, because whenever the macro focus isn't where it needs to be, your micro situations and decisions do not actually line up with what it is you're trying to do. Now I'm in a great position in terms of financial structure, job and whatnot, the best that I've ever been in. And I could feel myself start to let my mind, I don't want to say slip on the hustle factor, because I'm always going to be a hustler and that's that, but kind of on the pushing to the next level, because I've been consistently trying to push to that next level, push to that next level, push to that next level, grow the brand, grow the brand, grow the brand. Now I have a brand to, you know, really grow and grow with and grow alongside of, and I've kind of gotten a little too strategic in my eyes, and that strategy can sometimes not even be true strategy. It can be strategy that you tell yourself that you have so that you move slower. That's why the last podcast I said you have to just go. Sorry, that got a little intense, but anyway, so going from training, you know, and doing 3-a-days with some of, like I said, the best sports specific, position specific fighting. I mean, track. I was down there with Alan Powell in Houston. I mean, I'm up here with, you know, dudes who have won bodybuilding competitions in the golden era. You know, I'm not, we're talking the real deal, not the, we just put it on, you know, social and we post the pieces, this and that. No. I've been in the dirt. I've eaten dirt. I've bled, sweat, cried, screamed, yelled, hit. I've done it all during the workouts. And anyway, man, I've got to get back to that point. And the High Rocks put me in that mindset. I was my second kilometer after the sled push. I damn near couldn't even walk. I was sitting there having to stand. I'm slapping my legs. Luckily, my man Jeff, he knows what it's like. My man Jeff was in there in the Nick Grit in the Valley. TVCC, we was out there really getting that work in. People talk about they, you don't know the dirt unless you went to a JUCO. And I don't care what program, what great sports strength and conditioning you have. Unless you went to a JUCO, you don't know the dirt, the grit, the griminess, the fucking absolute pure will to fucking just grab that shit out the mud. That shit is different. And a lot of y'all don't get that shit. A lot of y'all don't understand. And so when you see people, see now things are starting to move. When you see people like that and you don't understand, don't think that it's because you're from some kind of fucking, you know, well-off society. No. It's, your mental is fucking skewed. You think that this world's all pretty and it's fucking full of flowers, daisies, rainbows, and fucking Hello Kitty. Nah, this world is fucking dark, and you have to take yourself to dark places sometimes to be able to respond properly when the darkness appears unnaturally. It may be natural, so not necessarily unnaturally, but unwillingly. Sometimes you don't have to want the fucking darkness for that shit to come. And darkness came during the High Rocks, and that shit ain't catching me again. So, that being said, my training is about to be, I'm taking it to a whole nother level holistically on the food, on the weight room, you know, the cardio, the endurance. I mean, we're about to do it different. And I'm excited. I haven't been this excited in I don't know how long to train, to program, to watch, to observe, to love, to go through, to grow through, to feel something. Man, this is going to be beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. In turn, training harder means you have to make sure your nutrition is on point so you can respond accordingly. This is where the supplementation comes into play. I'm not going to get into the specifics of the supplements during this episode because this one got kind of long with me getting exasperated and exaggerative with High Rocks. But, you know, right now I'm taking potassium. To be completely honest, I'm using more for the recovery process. There's a lot of different verbiage that I'm going to use in the next episode. I split each supplement into three categories, and which time in the day I take it all depends on which category it's going to fit best for that recovery process during the 6 weeks. So I do it all based on 6 weeks, and after the 6 weeks, come back, reassess whether I think I should change the timing or anything like that. Okay, so potassium, as of now, we are taking in the mornings before 9 a.m. Magnesium, I'm taking magnesium twice a day. No, this is the once a day. I'm taking magnesium once a day. L-arginine, I'm taking once a day at lunch, and zinc, I am taking once a day in the evenings, preferably immediately after a workout for this first 6 weeks, and then the following 6 weeks, I'll be taking my zinc in the mornings. Like I said, just some short things. The L-arginine, vasodilation, just trying to get more blood flow, nutrient flow, get everything where it needs to be. I've been looking at studies on L-arginine more than most of these as of now, to be completely honest. And Another supplement that I'm taking is, you know, I honestly, I'm not even going to tell you all what it is. I'll tell you all where you need to go, though. If you're trying to get right and you're really trying to prep, all of my athletes that are on any kind of prep, they, I'm not going to say you are required to, but I always suggest that the products that they take come from my people at Fit House Cafe in Rowlett. And this is because I have a close relationship with them. I've managed the store. I know what's there. I know who is there. I know the owners. I know what foods are being consumed by my athletes if they're going there. You know, it's a wholesome deal. That's what everything is now. It's holistic. You have to look at it all across the board, and I make sure that all of my people can be taken care of, and I try to do it in one place. So all that being said, go to Fit House Cafe to get all of your supplementation needs. You can hit Tori Sudderth on Instagram, TorySuddarth. Hit her if you got any EHP needs. Fit House Cafe Rowlett on Instagram as well. You already know what it is. It's your boy Gassed Up. I'm here at Body District. I'm about to get a serious fucking workout in, man. I love y'all. Peace. Thank you. Blessings. And let me know what y'all want to start hearing on the podcast. I'm going to start dropping, I guess I'll call it kind of schedule casts. So I'm going to start dropping schedule casts once a week so that I can let you all know what's going on for the week coming. All right. I appreciate everything. Thanks for your time listening. It's 11:42, not p.m. or a.m., but that took me 11:42 seconds. All right. Love y'all. We out.